USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With coronavirus death rates escalating rapidly around the country, the CDC is now recommending facial coverings to help slow the spread of the virus. President Trump made it clear he would not be using them.
The CDC is advising the use of non-medical cloth face covering as an additional voluntary public health measure. So it's voluntary. You don't have to do it. They suggest it for a period of time. But this is voluntary. I don't think I'm going to be doing it.
In the hardest hit city, New York Governor Cuomo signed an executive order to transfer ventilators from facilities that aren't using them to overwhelmed hospitals. He said he would use the National Guard if needed.
I'm not going to let people die because we didn't redistribute ventilators.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Michael Atkinson was appointed by President Trump. He was watchdog for the intelligence community. Last year, he fulfilled his legal obligation to advise Congress about a whistleblower complaint against the president involving Ukraine. That led to the president's eventual impeachment, though he did stay in office. Now, the president has told Congress he's firing Inspector General Atkinson. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff on MSNBC.
Yet again, a flagrant disregard of the law and a president who is so terrified of oversight that he would take this kind of an action in the middle of a crisis.
On Friday, Democratic members of the Senate Armed Services Committee called for an investigation of the firing of Navy Captain Brett Crozer. He was commanding the USS Theodore Roosevelt, and he raised concerns about the Navy's slow response to the coronavirus on board his ship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. economy lost 701,000 jobs in early March amid measures to contain the pandemic as businesses were forced to close. USA's John Clements reports.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate is now at 4.4%.
Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 701,000 in March, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Employment in leisure and hospitality fell by 459,000, mainly in food services and drinking places. In March, the unemployment rate increased by 0.9 percentage point to 4.4%. This is the largest over-the-month increase in the rate since January 1975.
As dismal as these figures represent, they only reflect the first 2 weeks of March before the magnitude of the COVID-19 was fully felt across the nation. I'm John Clemens.
A former presidential candidate has started a new political action committee, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who dropped out of the presidential race just over a month ago, is now launching Win the Era, a political action committee aimed at electing a new generation of leaders. The pact, named after a common refrain used while on the campaign trail, will represent a continuation of his work to support generational change candidates in running down ballot races.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.